13. And it came to pass in those days that he went up into a mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called to him his disciples, and of them he chose 12 whom he would, and they came to him. And he ordained, whom also he named apostles, that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal sicknesses, and to cast out devils. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: the first, Simon, whom he surnamed Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John the brother of James. And he surnamed them Boanerges, which is the sons of thunder, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew the publican, and Thomas, and James the son of Alphaeus, and Judas Lebaeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, the brother of James, Simon called Zelotes the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, which was the traitor who also betrayed him. And he came down with them and stood in the plain, and seeing the company of his disciples and great multitudes of people which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and healed them all. And he went up the mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came to him. He lifted up his eyes on them, and he opened his mouth and taught, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are you that weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, revile you, and persecute you, and cast out your name as evil, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely, for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice you in that day, leap for joy, and be exceeding glad. For, behold, your reward is great in heaven. For so in the like manner their fathers persecuted the prophets which were before you. But woe to you that are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you that are full, for you shall hunger. Woe to you that laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say to you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say to you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said by them of old time, You shall not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, You fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has anything against you, leave there your gift before the altar, and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. You have heard that it was said by them of old time, You shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, that whosoever looks on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if your right eye offend you, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it is profitable for you that one of your members should perish, and not that your whole body should be cast into hell. And if your right hand offend you, cut it off and cast it from you. For it is profitable for you that one of your members should perish, and not that your whole body should be cast into hell. Again, you have heard that it has been said by them of old time, you shall not forswear yourself, but shall perform to the Lord your oaths. But I say to you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yes, yes, no, no. For whatsoever is more than these comes of evil. You have heard that it has been said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you which hear, love your enemies. Do good to them which hate you. Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which spitefully use you and persecute you. You have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you that you resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite you on your right cheek, offer to him the other also. And if any man will sue you at the law and take away your coat, let him have your cloak also. And whosoever shall compel you to go a mile, go with him too. Give to every man that asks of you, and from him that would borrow of you, turn not you away. And of him that takes away your goods, ask them not again. And as you would that men should do to you, do you also to them likewise, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? For sinners also love those that love them. And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have you? For sinners also do even the same. And if you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thank have you? For sinners also lend to sinners, to receive as much again. But love you your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the Highest, for he is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. Be you therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Be you therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Take heed that you do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when you do your alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do alms, let not your left hand know what your right hand does, that your alms may be in secret, and your Father which sees in secret himself will reward you openly. And when you pray, you shall not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corner of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, enter into your closet, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father which is in secret. And your Father which sees in secret shall reward you openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not you therefore like to them, for your Father knows what things you have need of before you ask him. Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites, of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear to men to fast. Verily I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head, and wash your face, that you appear not to men to fast, but to your Father which is in secret, and your Father which is in secret shall reward you openly. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. And he said to them, Take heed what you hear, for with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged, and with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. And he spoke a parable to them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his lord. But every one that is perfect shall be as his master. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his lord. And why behold you the mote that is in your brother's eye, but perceive not the beam that is in your own eye? Or how will you say to your brother, Let me pull out the mote that is in your eye, when you yourself behold not the beam that is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of your own eye, and then shall you see clearly to cast out the mote that is in your brother's eye. Give not that which is holy to the dogs, neither cast you your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again and rend you. Enter you in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads to life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth corrupt evil fruit, neither does a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that brings not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. For every tree is known by its own fruit. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. And why call you me Lord, and do not the things which I say? Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and in your name have cast out devils, and in your name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever comes to me, and hears these sayings of mine, and does them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a wise man which built a house, and digged deep, and laid the foundations upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But every one that hears these sayings of mine, and does them not, is like a foolish man, which without a foundation built a house upon the sand, against which the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and the stream did beat vehemently upon it. And immediately it fell, and great was the ruin and the fall of that house. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended all these sayings, the people in the audience were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him.